Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning, listeners. Happy day. We bring you another stimulating Sunday Tama Talk by Dr. Rajan Wisit, the National Coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand and beloved abbot of Wat Lung Posa Thammakayaram in Damnern Sarawak District of Ratchaburi Province. Dr. Rajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most eminent meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators, awarded honorary doctorates by both Mahachula Longkorn Rajavidyalaya University and Mahamukut University. I'm Prakru Bairika Dr. Barton Yanatiro from the United States, and I will be your interviewer. Good morning, Venerable Dr. Rajan Wisit. Today is our 37th consecutive program. We are eagerly awaiting your profound insights. First, however, could you please review our previous broadcast?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Last time we discussed the importance of gratitude and our obligation to appreciate the bountiful nurturing of our motherland. Buddhism has pertinent advice to offer regarding our current political crisis. We have to attack the underlying problem back to the root cause. Lord Buddha advises avoiding fools, implying electing virtuous members of parliament, not driven by greed, hatred, or delusion. Lord Buddha also advises honor the worth, the worthy, implying the king. We should honor the king by formalizing a legitimate constitutional monarchy in a valid constitution with sovereignty stemming directly from consensus of the citizens, where Thai citizens collectively praise the king to serve as head of state, implying the sovereign power to govern. The king then governs through three channels: administration through the cabinet and ministries, legislation through parliament, and administering justice through the courts. We concluded that these powers should be formalized into two documents. Number one, Lak Niti Rat, or the law governing the state, and number two, Lak Niti Tham, or the higher Dhamma law, which would govern making change in the constitution, ensuring impartial administration, and guaranteeing fair application of justice.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rajan Wisit. Now, what will we discuss today?
Today we shall build on our last discussion by examining the principle of good governance advocated in Buddhist teachings. As monks, we feel deep compassion for our countrymen currently embroiled in seemingly endless political conflict, which are destroying the material, political, economic, and social fabric of our country. Thai citizens are now about over 80% Buddhist. Traditionally, the Thai constitution reflected this and was based on the Buddhist principles of good governance propounded by the great King Ashoka, who set the foremost historical example of good governance, still respected worldwide today. We monks would like to advise the Buddhist way to solve these national problems through governance based on Dhamma principles. We will consider three fundamental Buddhist principles. Number one, correspondence with ultimate truth or Dhamma. Number two, moral behavior, sila. And number three, effective governmental administration. Psychologically, our national conflicts stem from the three root causes of defilements: greed, hatred, and delusion. Sociologically, the pit Bangkok elites, who have traditionally dominated Thai politics against the majority of the Thai citizens who live in the countryside, we are experiencing a watershed moment in Thai history. Citizens countrywide have awakened to their democratic rights and are appealing for constitutional participation in government. Democratic constitutional monarchy is most suitable for Thailand because each human is best able to control his or her own fate, and all have equal right to elect their representatives. Such a system is most efficient. The democratic system of voting has the least defects and most potential advantages. In addition, democratic constitutional monarchy preserves royal rule, which has been highly respected by the Thai people for a long time. Throngs of the Thai citizens have gathered in Bangkok to appeal for their democratic rights. They recognize the degradation of the Thai governmental system and its elite bias institutionalized in the last constitution. To be effective and sustainable, any governmental system must conform to realities of nature or Dharma, in which ultimate source of sovereignty lies in the hearts of the citizens. Thai citizens have had a long history of royal benevolence and are ready to entrust their welfare to such aristocratic nobility. But the brief encounter with elected leaders has been difficult, filled with greed. Thus, democratic constitutional monarchy is most acceptable in Thailand. We suggest that the directions of the good governance be codified into documents. The Lak Niti Rat or constitution would be drafted through a democratic process involving representatives of all Thai citizens elected by majority of the public in each area, not appointed by small clique groups or elites. The Lak Niti Tham would define higher meta law to guarantee human rights, civil liberties, and moral behavior in line with Buddhist precepts. For example, procedures for making changes in constitution would be spelled out, along with procedures to guarantee fair elections. Other essential areas requiring such Lak Niti Tham direction include a system for guaranteeing their law enforcement, just court decisions, financial transparency, and parliamentary oversight. The Lak Niti Tham would ensure virtuous behavior, promoting peaceful happiness in line with ultimate truths, forestall anticipated cheating, and guide long-term national development upwards. Good governance must aim at satisfying the people's need, promoting their contentment and peaceful happiness. The fostering virtuous behavior, sila and dhamma, it must be conducted by government leaders endowed with Brahmavihara mentality.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. What is the second Buddhist principle?
The second Buddhist principle is that good government leaders must exhibit moral behavior, sila, well-intentioned leaders, practicing right action, right speech, and right intention or thought, are crucial for national peace and prosperity. They will produce correct laws and behave correctly in accordance with these laws. The Thai people respect monarchy because historically kings have fostered peacefully happy living in Thailand up to and including the current king. Second, Thai kings have always ruled in accordance with the 10 royal precepts that prescribe mutual obligations for kings and citizens. In brief, these 10 royal precepts are: a king should, 1, be generous, practicing dana; 2, observe moral precepts, sila; 3, be ready to make sacrifice for his people, parijaka; 4, demonstrate integrity, archwa by being straightforward in dealings. Number 5, gentle and kind, matwa. Number 6, control sensual desires and demonstrate non-indulgent austerity, tapa. Number 7, free from anger and resentment, akuta. Number 8, be compassionate and non-violent towards all, avihingsa. Number 9, be tolerate, khanti, tolerant, I'm sorry, khanti. Number 10, be approachable but undeviating from righteousness, avirotana. These 10 rules have been observed by all Thai kings up to the present. That is why the Thai people have so much respect for royalty. The king is our highest refuge. Kings perform their role with supramundane Brahmavihara mentality, loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Kings have historically removed serious problems, kept country free, and brought peace to the nation. For good governance, Thai's government leaders must be well-intentioned and should have the 7 Sapurisatama, virtues of a noble individual. Number 1, knowing the law, showing the cause, Tammanyutta. Number 2, knowing the meaning, the purpose, and the consequences, Attanyutta. Number 3, knowing himself, Attanyutta. Number 4, knowing moderation, how to be temperate, Mattanyutta. Number 5, knowing proper timing, how to choose and keep time, Kalanyutta. Number 6, knowing the assembly and knowing society, Parisanyutta. Number 7, knowing the individual and knowing various individual, Pukalanyutta. Government leaders must recognize that their proper duty and responsibility is to serve the needs of people, most specifically the majority of the people, while behaving always virtuously with generosity. Personal sacrifice and merit-making, dana, including giving right advice and teaching dhamma. Ultimately, the highest dana is giving forgiveness. Good governance must be carried out with Brahmavihara mentality.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Parajan Wisit. What's the third Buddhist principle for good governance?
The third principle for good governance is effective administrative systems based on Buddhist wisdom or panya and purity, parisuti. Wise administration development must recognize that a government leader's proper duty is to serve the majority of the Thai citizens countrywide, not just a small clique of elites. This realization radically alter the services needed, magnitude of cost and logistic of service delivery. Rural health care, for example, becomes highly desirable but expensive and difficult to provide. Such considerations rapidly suggest causal analysis of the problems requiring government aid and increased emphasis on educational programs to prevent the problems from arising rather than just post-crisis aid to victims. Buddhism also suggests wide-ranging educational programs to develop the skills of rural Thais to provide lacking services for their neighbors. Government-sponsored pharmacist and first aid courses, for example, could help alleviate the lack of such services in rural areas, while substantially improving the livelihood of these graduates from another perspective's village, what represent trustworthy social centers in village communities, which can serve as hubs for dispensing government services or conducting government activities. Many now run schools or serve as voting centers during elections. Buddhist purity provides a framework for justice and transparency considerations. The concept of akati, or prejudice details for types of wrong behavior as follows. Number one, chantakati, is prejudice caused by love or desire. Number two, tosakati, prejudice caused by hatred or enmity. Number three, mohakati, is prejudice caused by delusion or stupidity. Number four, payakati, prejudice caused by fear. The most obvious targets for improvement in Thailand's current democratic environment are the restriction on the freedom of the press, radio and television, and corresponding lack of reliable independent information on the government, activities or political candidates. Concerned voters, citizens have very little reliable information on which to base their important election decisions. In conclusion, if the government develops in accordance with this principle, our country will become a pure, perfect, democratic constitutional monarchy with the needs of the majority satisfied.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit, for this very thoughtful presentation. Now could you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang Pante, Wising Wusung Rakanataya, De Saranena, Saha Banja Silani Yajama, Tutiambi Mayang Pante, Wisung Wisung Rakanataya, De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama, Datiambi Mayang Pante, Wisung Wisung Rakanataya, De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama.
Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa.
Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Sambutatsa.
Puttang Saranang Kacchami.
Puttang Saranang Kacchami.
Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
Sangkhang Saranang Kacchami.
Sangkhang Saranang Kacchami.
Tutiyampi Puttang Saranang Kacchami.
Tutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Kacchami.
Tutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
Tutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
Tutiyampi Sangkhang Saranang Kacchami.
Tutiyampi Sangkhang Saranang Kacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Kacchami.
Datiyampi Buddhang Saranang Kacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
Datiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangkhang Saranang Kacchami.
Datiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangkhang Saranang Kacchami.
Datiyampi Sangkhang Saranang Kacchami.
Panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Musavata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Supra meraya macha pama tatana เวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุรเมรยามัคชาบมาตตานาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ
I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันตี
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพุติงยันตีตัดสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate 3 times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit uprightIn a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly, do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Alokakasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness.Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still.When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed.Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within.Due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head. Bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root.Of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change, for example, from black to gray, which means anicchang, and then it falls out.Becomes impermanent and cause suffering or tukhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouthand skin are all impure, subject to change or anicca, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure as larger and larger, more and more radiant. Bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsagate, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org. and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.